I'm saying to you, there's no discipline. There's nobody who's been disciplined. People have been reminded and have been reprimanded. There's no discipline. If we take a person to a discipline, is when we take somebody and then charge that somebody. The National Executive Committee have said that those who cross the line undermine the cohesion of our organization, deliberately so. We must quickly confront them by all means. We must draw the line, and that's what we have done. And that's why we have reminded NEC members that you are going astray. They are not being disciplined. But should you continue, we've got no option. We'll have to take you to the DC. That does not mean that people cannot go to your podcast, cannot go anywhere and be interviewed and all of that, but stay online in terms of the decisions of the organization. You cannot become an independent member of the NEC or an independent member of the National Executive Committee. And I wish to make it very clear that if NEC members, who some of them are notable figures in society, they are great political influencers that you as the media tap on their knowledge from time to time and wish to engage with them, which we appreciate as the ANC. Nobody's debarred from engaging. But when they do that, they must bear the responsibility that they've accepted in a conference of the ANC to become leaders. And leadership comes with responsibility. You are not independent when you are a leader. You've got to lead from the front. You've got to explain the most difficult positions of the ANC. You don't become a populist. I saw one thing today where there was a fake about Makura, that Makura said this. It's fake news. And then Makura was able to articulate that, no, it's fake news. And then we're able to check even with Citizen. There is no such. Citizen said, no, we never published such a thing about Makura. And then we put a sticker of fake news. And Makura himself did that. Now, if I am Balula, I go to Lunga. He interviews me at Mail and Guardian and distort me. Like somebody distorted me and said that I said ANC will be 30%. The onus is on me. The onus is on me and the publication to clarify that I was distorted. I went to a publication here, TV, and then after I've left, they said I attacked General Mkhwanazi. And then somebody on Twitter insulted me based on that. And then I clarified that I didn't. I said what Mkhwanazi is raising borders on lawlessness for the country and a banana republic, and it must be investigated. Not Mkhwanazi. Maybe English, we don't understand it properly, all of us. But that's what I said. I said that the things that he's talking about suggest lawlessness and borders on us being a banana republic, and that must be investigated. And then somebody said, Mbalula is attacking Mkhwanazi. He says that Mkhwanazi is promoting banana republic and everything. And that was clarified. I was interviewed, not Mahleng, me. I've got a responsibility with the publication to clarify that matter. So I cannot clarify matters of NEC members and their statements in secret. They must, if you are misquoted by a newspaper, write a statement and say, Lunga, SAPC, you misquoted me. And that is why I am defending Naledi Pandor here today, because she said all the right things on behalf of the ANC. As a veteran, I'm very proud about what she said. That's what all leaders and veterans of the ANC must continue to say, especially on platforms like those. If you tell us as a movement, for instance, which you are on the platform of Mama Getty, you've got to say the truth and constructively. And that is what it is. And that is the renewal program of the African National Congress. But you can't be an independent member of the National Executive Committee. And members of the NEC said, we must deal with that particular matter. UFM, I've clarified the issue of Naledi Pandor.